I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, USS Roosevelt visits Algiers and Combined Resolve munition dropper. Guided missile destroyer USS Roosevelt DDG-80 made a routine port visit in Algiers, Algeria, recently. The visit coincided with the 250th birthday of the U.S. Navy. As part of the visit, the Roosevelt hosted Algerian government and military officials in a reception to celebrate the occasion and ongoing naval cooperation. Petty Officer Marissa Daly reads a quote from Commander Jared Carlson, commanding officer of the USS Roosevelt.
This port visit underscores a shared interest in maritime security and stability in the Mediterranean Sea, a critical region for global trade and security. The more we can collaborate with partners like Algeria, the better we can ensure freedom of navigation and economic prosperity in North Africa.
Soldiers from the Multipurpose Company 1st Battalion, 502nd Infantry Regiment, 2nd Mobile Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division are testing an innovative 3D printed munition dropper nicknamed the Widowmaker to increase responsiveness and flexibility during Combined Resolve 26-1. The Widowmaker enables soldiers to deliver M67 fragmentation grenades, M18 smoke grenades, and training munitions with speed and precision during simulated combat scenarios. Unlike experimental models still in development elsewhere, the Widowmaker platform can be produced quickly using non-specialized parts and can drop up to 4 grenades per sortie. To read more about the USS Roosevelt port visit, please visit c6f.navy.mil. And to read more about the Widowmaker, visit divotshub.net. That's your AFN Naples report. I'm Petty Officer Santiago Navarro.